My guest is Chase Frank, returning to the show for a second time, this time with her bandmate Ahmad Jamal. They're both fresh back from South by Southwest. There's some new material, and we're really excited to have them back here in the studio. So we'll start with a track from Midnight Manor, and then we'll get into some interview and some live stuff. So stick around. It's going to be a great show. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Do what you feel right. Break the chains and let your tethered heart fly. Just break the chains and let your tethered heart fly.
It's time for you to just cut loose. Time to really give.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Chase Frank. Chase, so good to see you again.
Hi, good to see you.
thanks again for making the journey all the way down from Long Beach or
That's
wherever
not that
you were
far.
Playing.
You people in LA are funny.
Well, we know all about traffic.
I'm messing with
so.
You.
Last time I had you on the show, I think it was like November of last year, something like that.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we just had you doing some solo work. You had just finished with Midnight Manor, and you were just starting your CD release tour.
Yeah.
Since then, you've been all over the place. You've done South by Southwest, and you've gotten some great feedback. I've seen some incredible reviews of your live shows and your CD and everything. And now we're lucky to have Ahmad with us as well. And tell me a little bit about how the two of you sort of formed this band, this very textured, wide sound that only has two people.
You know, I played alone for a couple years and just did the best I could trying to maybe... you know, match the voices in my head. Just kidding. Just trying to get something that's more on a minimalist side that is, dare I say, blues influence. And then really Ahmad and I, you know, being friends, he just came along with me on some trips and it was really great to have a friend along. And I was like, why aren't you singing tonight? Like one day I was like, what the hell am I doing? This talent is riding along and he's not doing anything. So he sat in Portland and I'll let you pick it up right there.
Yeah, Ahmad, tell me, what was your experience sort of, you know, being introduced to Chase Frank and then thinking about how the kind of music you do was going to work with the kind of music she does?
Oh, yeah, it was cool. Like, just knowing her, like I did just for a little while, just knowing her, like, without her, like, you know, yeah, without actually hearing her music before. Like, it was real interesting when I finally did hear it to see how much sound she was getting just, you know, by herself. So it always kind of tripped me out that, like, I don't know, I think it's probably me and so many others. I wasn't drumming at the time. You know, I played drums, but I didn't consider myself a drummer or anything. I probably still don't really, but like, you know, I listening
don't
to the music,
and
just be like, wow, you know, if she just has some drums in there, right. You know, it'll really keep it going. And it's like so many other drummers in the city too are saying the same thing. Like,
yeah, all the drummers really, like, it was really annoying. They're
you
all like, you need drums, you need drums,
you need my drums.
Right. You need drums. No, I mean, none of them wanted to do it. That's the piss me off. I'm like, okay, do you want to play with me? Well, and it's true, they're all in bands. It's not like
no, I get tons of suggestions.
I was gonna steal them, you know.
Yeah, I get plenty of suggestions on how to do this show, how to do isgoodmusic.com.
Yeah. And exactly, you know what? Exactly. All those things, I mean, we all want to do a lot more than we maybe can do most of the time. So it's like, well, the most practical thing I could think of is drums. And really it was Ahmad who came home and said, I know you need a drummer, I just bought a kit. I'm like, well, we got the part about getting along on the road down, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's pretty big aspect of touring. So,
well, and also, like,
he doesn't snore. I mean,
it must have been kind of a big deal for you, Chase. I mean, doing a solo project, you know, when you add one person, you might as well be adding a whole team of people. I mean,
it's like
Ahmad is your band,
more.
You know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
So it has to be
it
someone that understands
more.
Your music and understands the way you think about music.
Yeah, and my personal politics are pretty, you know, off the chart. So stuff like that. I mean, I think that's true with anyone that plays in a band. You really need to be on the same page, at least leaving something similar. Otherwise, it's going to be a lie eventually because, I mean, you have to have that common ground. And, you know, I just didn't want to play with someone because everyone said you need a drummer. I was like, well, you know, I haven't really found someone that's feeling the way I am about the world today and the way it is. I mean, we grew up in a similar situation, you know, single parent homes and really taught a lot of shit to ourselves. So it's like, it's kind of nice to be in that situation with somebody. There's a foundation for understanding about where we've come from, and it's not, you know, a pretense. Oh my God, that word.
Ahmad, did you sort
there's
of
a sign behind his head? No pretense.
Did you get that from Chase's music that you could tell like there was a philosophy that resonated with you?
Yeah. With her songs, they're just to me they're like songs that you really like to you want to sing them. You know, like you hear a song and you just want to. You want to sing it. You're like, oh, man, that's a great song. So, like, to me, when I was just listening to the music, you know, I'd start picking up the words and it's like, fuck, that's a great line. You
nice.
Know, like, you know, so I didn't really, so to me, it just sort of felt comfortable just kind of falling into the groove, you know.
And what kind of musical background were you coming from at that point?
Everything.
Well, not really, you know. I mean, I think I'm pretty naturally talented. I wish I would have taken classes. Like when I was a kid, I was a kid who wanted to take piano lessons and shit, but we didn't have like money for that type
of
shit.
Right.
So it was like I just sort of was always into music. I played like drums in the marching band when I was a little kid, you know. And so, but mostly it's just like the music I was making was more hip hop, you know. And I always listened to like R&B growing up. Like that was it. Like Donny Hathaway, Stevie Wonder. And like, you know, just you know, Nina Simone and even like Luther Vandross and Freddie Jackson, you know, through the 80s and 90s. So that was kind of like what I was brought up on. And then N.W.A. came around and that was a whole different vibe.
Right.
But then like coming out to Long Beach and just sort of breaking away from, you know, I guess the way I grew up, you know how you start making your own life or whatever. So, you know, coming out to Long Beach, I just really got involved with more people who were playing different styles of music. And it just like really opened me up to like, okay. Maybe I want to try that, you know, like, I could do that.
Well, and that's really the thing, is like meeting someone who's really, you know, people, a lot of us, including me, would say we're open-minded, but that's not necessarily true when you get in a studio with one other person and it's just you and them. How open-minded are you? Like, yeah. It's a very much a, I mean, there's compromise and stuff, but it's not really that hard, because I think we both listened to similar things growing up. I listened to, you know, tons of Motown, and my first real album was, you know, Stevie Wonder. I mean, I feel the same way. Like, a good song is something that I go home and I can't really get that song out of my head, but I know it's actually something I actually believe in too. So that's kind of a double plus, right?
Yeah, I love it when a song is like really infectious, you know. Yeah. And it's sometimes some of my favorite songs, if you go back and you look at them, they're not technically even very good sometimes, right? You know,
like most of the time, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
But there's just something about the way that they connect with you, with your world, right, and that really makes them stick, right, you know.
Especially.
So this must have been really cool for you, Chase. Like, you know, in this gigantic sea of indie rock music, having a you know, so a hip-hop and R&B influence to your work that sets it aside, besides just being good music.
I think people say that it does sound like that more, but I think they only say that because Ahmad's black, and I don't think it's actually accurate, because I'm being honest, because, you know, here's the thing. His stuff stands out. Like, if you listen to his stuff, you could go to MySpace/LastWord. I mean, it's very political. It's very straightforward. The music's really well-produced. He's working with Guido, who had on the show.
Oh, Guido Corleone, yeah.
Yeah, Corleone.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, no, he's a really talented rhymer.
He's amazing. Well, they teamed up. I mean, this guy's been underground floating around for a while. I'm just lucky that he came to my camp. You know what I mean? It was just a matter of time before someone said, dude, just get in my car. Like, we're going to do something.
But I mean, the rhythm section of your music, though, is different from your standard indie rock.
Oh, yeah. But now, I didn't mean to be blunt, but my point is that also brings, you know, it's what he listens to, and specifically the fact that he can play this music and not be, you know, stuck in his own genre. And
right.
And I feel the same way. So it's rad. Yeah, I'm happy. I got to the point where I was like, people thought I loved playing alone, and they were just wrong. I just wanted to play, and I could not figure out how else to do it. You know, no, I'm not a total egomaniac that wants to just be like me. I'm not Peaches. I'm not good at that. Like, I don't have the whole, I'm not a model,
you know? Right, but you're not gonna just, like, you know, pick out here's a bass player, here's a drummer, here's a guitar,
it's,
you know, and just like call it your band and not have that connection, you know.
And you know why? Because I'm incredibly susceptible to people's influences, truly. So I have to kind of think about where I'm going with stuff.
Well, before we outthink ourselves, why don't we jump into a live song?
Thank you.
What are you going to do first?
Happy Go Lightly. We're playing a bunch of new songs for you, John, because, you know, it's a relaxed environment for us.
All right. Well, I'm going to get the hopefully get the levels right on the first try, and whenever you're ready.
Go lightly, where have you gone? Skipped on your trip and now everything's wrong. Happy go lightly, you're living the dream. Down on your knees, covered in cream. In here, curtains are stained, covered with tears. La 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 la. I sing la 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 la. Walk with me, tell me your truth. It's been too long, it burns inside of you. Wait for it, you're in the show. and mug ready to go. And that's what you get. Opening doors, corners are creepy, decidedly yours.
I dare say that is the hardest Is Good Music has ever been rocked.
Nice. Oh,
wow, that's good that we eased into it there. Right,
that's fantastic.
Take it up a notch.
Yeah. Yes, I'm the Emeril Lagasse of internet radio.
Bam!
Yeah.
Right. Wake those people up.
Yeah.
But wow, that's what's fantastic. Fun about the music. Like, where we get to heart, still get to sing, which is probably really what I like to do, what I love to do. And I get to play drums and...
Well, and Ahmad has a great voice, and he was on the last album, and it was really great. Can you play some more songs?
Oh, yeah, but let me ask you just real quick about South By. Like, you guys had, I've been talking to you a lot lately, Chase, just about your experiences, and, like, you guys really had a blast out there, it seemed like this was, in a way, the first time for you to get a real taste of the potential of this project. You know, the people were responding to you in a major way.
It was nice to be invited to play. Becky Carr is now like a lifelong friend. I mean, meeting her, I knew she was really great. And then when I met her in person, it was just like, she's from Detroit. She totally understands so much about, like, you know, where the music industry is at, and very committed like you to keeping her heart in the right place and that type of thing. So her show was bitching, you know. It was a real mix. It was a real mix of different.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Oh, South By was
Sam
cool.
Sam was awesome.
Just like,
State.
It's just a trip to sort of sit in that sort of industry environment, you know, and just really see what it takes. Like, some of those artists up there, like bands that are just like out of control, you know, so
amazing.
Good,
yeah.
You know, and it's just like to really see what it takes to make it in this industry, you know, it gives you, so, you know, something to shoot for. At the same time, you know, it sort of puts everything in perspective, you know, like where, you know, where it is that we sit and kind of in the whole mixture of the thing and shit.
Yeah, because you know, we saw some duos too. That were, I mean, you know, two Gallants,
really
Helio
good.
Sequence, We Love the Kills. I mean, there's just these amazing crop of, you know, spearheading duos that have been doing it. Pity Party in L.A., amazing, right? I love them.
But like I would imagine awesome. The audiences too are sort of a different vibe playing in Austin as opposed to playing in LA, where, you know, I mean,
mix.
It's still a music town, you know,
right,
but I mean, everybody there is so excited about the music, whereas here
it's true.
Yeah. A lot of shows can end up being like, oh, just
well, and the locals, show, you know, like anything, it's like you get tired of that and you're like, okay, South by Southwest, but you can, you know, get a sense of, you know, go to some local shows and get a sense of what's going on there normally. And it's great because we're moving there.
Right.
I am moving there. We'll be having a long distance musical relationship, I think.
Right.
Well, wow.
We're going to figure that out. But right. Yeah, we just...
Well, don't break up right here on the show.
No,
right.
It's not going to happen. Okay. It's not going to happen, dude.
Good.
Period.
I don't need that kind of stress in my life.
We'll
and you know
you
need to fill out the appropriate paperwork.
Paperwork.
You're right? Los Angeles. Especially, all those good artists, you know.
No, we just got started.
This is my job to keeping them here.
We have to figure out a name and all that. We're just not focused on that stuff sometimes.
Well, let's do another live song, then we'll focus on this. What are we going to do now?
High Horse.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Chase Frank with Ahmad Jamal. Wow. Yeah. You want to just jump into another and we'll talk after that? All right, cool. All
right.
I don't want to get you out of the mood. What are you going to play next? Woohoo!
Space Invasion.
killradio.org, hanging out with Chase Frank. Wow, those three incredible songs in a row, and it's so great to have you here on the show again.
Yeah, it's good to be here. It's nice.
You know, one of the things that's so cool about your music is I think it's very very imagery oriented, as opposed to storytelling. You know, like, this is about a sandwich that I had last week or something. Right. You know, like,
not as detailed. Yeah.
You know, you can really kind of close your eyes and get a sense of something. You know, maybe it's not what you guys are intending, but you know,
no, I like that.
I was taking this little journey, you know, listening to
Where'd
that
you
song
go?
You know,
what's your visual? Give it to me.
I was doing a massive drug deal.
Where were you? I mean, you had to be in an alley or something.
right?
I was cleaning a gun, and I was just like packaging just bricks of cocaine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
in space.
In space, right. I was selling to space invaders, and they were using
that's a new water
because
right?
on their planet they make bread out of it. So it's
Everybody, it's edible. Drugs are edible. See, now we're getting somewhere. I feel like we're communicating now. Welcome to my world.
I was watching you guys perform, and it's a really interesting dynamic because, you know, Ahmad, you generally have your eyes closed and you're kind of really deeply listening to the music, and you're looking at him, and still you're managing to communicate with him, you know, with your eyes,
it's
even
like
though
that
he's not
Hillary
looking
Clinton
at you.
Thing where she's burning him with her eyes.
But
he's
like
awesome.
Intensely listening to you, and
drummer.
You're
I'm
intensely
his...
focusing on him at the same time.
I'm watching his
moves I go through those same, you know, imagery sort of things like in my head, like with Third and Orange, like Third and Orange, for example. Like to me, that's just like I imagine myself like in a some Wild West scenario, and I'm just dusty and I'm out there on that trail, you know, and I'm just thinking about the town I just left from and thinking about the town I'm about to get to, you know, and it's like, you know, so you find yourself in these scenarios, and it, you know, it does kind of make it a little harder to play sometimes, but really I think the feeling that goes into the song, though, it's like what it is, you know, because I could get, you get with the loops, you kind of get lost in your own world sometimes, and then you know.
Tell you.
But that loop has its own world, you know. So it's a trip.
Do you see like licensing opportunities in the future for your music? Do you see your music being used in films and things like that,
I won't name names because I don't know how she is about that. But yeah, someone's working on that for us. But sure, I mean, as long as it's not a, you know, condom commercial. Well, actually, I wouldn't mind a condom commercial. I just wouldn't want one of those, like, you know, Barbara Bush ones.
Right.
Like, there is no Barbara Bush. It's abstinence. I forgot.
Right.
Right. Like, that's ever going to happen. Yeah. But no,
obviously, you don't want your music to be taken away from you and used for something that you don't believe in.
Collaboration's great.
Yeah.
Sure. We have a lot of music that right now we need to record and... That's kind of where we are. All these songs, you know, are brand new, and we're working. We've worked them out on the road a bit, and well, that's what we're doing tomorrow.
Yeah. It is true. It is soundtrack type music, you know, just because of that imagery, and they can kind of send you in a different world. So, you know, I think it'd be a perfect fit. Like if there's somebody out there who's making a movie or something, you know,
bring it.
Yeah, bring it.
Especially if it's you know, drug using space aliens,
right?
Where can people get all this music that you have that's already recorded, that's out there and available to the public?
A lot of it is in indie stores, like particularly Winter Is My Summer. I'm really doing everything myself right now, sadly.
So that's everything, the production, the distribution?
At this very moment, there is help here and there. But I know you can get it, for example, at Amoeba, you know, or Fingerprints in Long Beach, or if you're in another part of the world, we hope you're listening. You can go online at just chasefrank.com, and it really, at the moment, it will redirect you to MySpace/ChaseFrank because we're selling the CDs on there too. Mm-hmm. So you can get a mail order. It's really easy, and it's, you know, you can buy single tracks as well on that page.
Do you want to take a break and listen to a track from a CD and have some water, or do you want to go into another live song?
I want to play.
You want to play?
What do you want to do?
I'm so thirsty.
Okay, let's do number one, please. Door number one.
Okay, so that's you want to play the first track off of this, you're saying?
No, I want to play a track like he said, the first choice.
Which track should we play then?
I don't know.
How about 6 Degrees?
Yeah, all right.
This features actually our friend Beegs from Coaxial, who's a really great band.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Chase Frank. We'll be right back. Thank you.
drowning me. No way out, not now. Gotta run, but not hide. Carry my pride, beg forgiveness. Somehow, there's no chorus calling me clear cut. Easy key, Procon, ID, 6 degrees, and I'm free. No chorus calling me clear cut. Easy key, Procon, ID, 6 degrees, and I'm free.
Wish you could have been here to take this all in. I'm weightless, missing my skin. It blends like the atmosphere, changes like wind. Back to life with a short glimpse of the afterlife. Incapable of explanation, creative innovation. I'm mute, but the cell phone gives it away. I can hear, but I have nothing to say. The remnants implode, sentiments explode. I'm hovering, heaven's demon, fasting from gluttony. I'm confused, I can't find the beacon. Seeking high and low through the ebbing flows. It comes close, but still seems like it's reaching. Receding, possibly bleeding. In the first sketch, it appears the colors leaking. In a valley of death, with my eyes on the sky, scanning the perimeter, I felt stupid. Then realized it's a darkness that's elusive. It pulls me in with beats that are inconclusive.
There's no chorus calling me clear cut. Easy key, Procon, ID, 6 degrees, and I'm free. No chorus calling me clear cut. Easy key, Procon, ID, 6 degrees, and I'm free. White pills, downtime, going offline. Vacuum tubes, resting now, resting now.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Chase Frank and Ahmad Jamal. And we're going to jump into a three-song live set in just a sec. But Chase, I want to ask you about your writing and about your songs. How have you seen it evolve? This is Winter Is My Summer you have, and then Midnight Manor. And, you know, your sound has changed a little bit. And also as you've been, you know, working more and more with Ahmad and touring, all those things, that has to influence the songs you choose to write now and the way you write them. How have you seen that?
Yeah, I think just the more you play, the more you want to play songs that you really like to play, and so you play better songs.
So you think you just sort of gotten rid of things?
I think it's a natural process, a development of touring of an artist that, you know, I mean, do you want to play this song live? It's like, if you don't, then you shouldn't play it. You know what I mean? Because in front of an audience that you're going to need to play it over and over. So, yeah, just by process of elimination, the cream rises to the top.
So you sort of figured out what you enjoy doing, what you don't enjoy.
And then just pick the ones I really think are stronger. Like this one that we're about to play, basically I'll have like three new songs that are really underdeveloped, and I'll say to Ahmad, like, what do you think? Which one stands out? Because as a writer, we're no longer objective, so I'm so happy to ask someone that, which he kind of hates, but but he picks the right song, because when we end up, you know, developing it, you could tell it's something we can both sink our teeth into type thing. So that helps.
And are you perpetually writing? Like, there's constantly new songs coming out. You can't stop and focus on material that's already written.
Sure, I do that. I mean, I just try to keep it all going like a ADD child. Basically, I prefer to work things in a kind of circular fashion, you know. Don't overdo it, because you don't want to, in the interest of finishing a song, kill it, you know. It really happens a lot, the death of a song.
Yeah.
It's like the death of a salesman. I mean, it happens a lot, because you get all, you know, greedy. And, I mean, just work what you got, and that's what I think, basically.
Cool. All right. Well, let's. We're gonna do three songs in a row here.
We're gonna work
here,
what we got.
And we're gonna do a. Chase's gonna work what she got, and.
Mod's more into working with.
Yeah. What are you gonna play for us first?
A new song called "Stare."
All right. Whenever you're ready. My guest is Chase Frank. You're listening to Is Good.
News, you know I'll pull through. A false sense of security just brings me down. Pinch a little here, wind some there. Stop combing your hair. They don't know what we know. Ease the flow like a regular Joe. When there's tension in the air, we all need somewhere to stare. Focus lean, your record clean, your ideas were mean. You saw what you wanted to see, you the projector, me the screen. High society, something I'll never be.
Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Chase Frank.
Things.
you play the game. Smiling, not like everyone there, like you don't care. And the absurdity of everything. Highs and lows, they go down so slow. Where your best James Dean, when you dance with me in the flickering.
It's good. Killradio.org. My guest is Chase Frank.
It's good.
We got one more?
One more.
All right.
Sweet Apple.
Big teeth, yeah, they're smiling at my kitchen table. us now.
All the bets are off, all the bets are off. It's free fall. No more coming down. No more coming down. No more coming down. You keep on coming back, keep on coming back. You're sweet apple. Come on the attack, come on the attack. I know how you feel. Come on the attack.
I do believe you made Is Good History right there. That was something else. That last song in particular, what an awesome beat that song has. Like, it's so infectious.
It's a groovy track.
Yeah, you can't. It's the kind of thing you just can't help but move your head around. And, you know, when you guys are playing live, how do you kind of gauge whether or not a show is going well? When you look out at the audience, do you just base it on
how well
you guys are doing technically? Or do you kind of look at the audience, see, are they moving around? Are they paying attention? What do you think about on stage?
You know, I pretty much go on, you know, to feel, you know, there's always a vibe in the air and a certain atmosphere. You know, kind of being from L.A., you get used to, like, not getting reactions so much. So, you know, you just kind of play. And, you know, we know how we want it to sound. And we know when we're making mistakes and when we're doing it right. So, you know, I think it's just like you just know how it feels and everything's coming together. And then there's this moment in the song where just everything just sort of clicks, like harmony wise or like beat wise, and just everything just falls into place. And, you know, like, so at the end you feel good about it, you know, and I think that's a good set. If you have enough of those, you know, people will come out and listen.
Yeah,
you
know.
Yeah, we're getting better.
And I can tell from you guys, I mean, just because you're able to cram into the little studio at Kill Radio, that you're the kind of act that can figure out a way to play in a small environment and can also probably carry a larger venue. Is there a sort of an atmosphere you guys think is like tailor-made for the Chase Frank sound, like where you would most prefer to be playing?
No, we want to play everywhere.
You want to play everywhere?
We want to play everywhere.
Right.
Sure.
If it's bigger, we just need a couple more mics. So.
Yeah.
Some of the best shows are at like all ages house parties. Like, I mean, you just want to play where people want to hear you. Like, it doesn't matter where you are. I mean, I'm over that. I used to trip on that, and now it's like, you don't have a PA? You know what? I'll run it through my own amp.
Nice.
I know some sound stuff. Like, we'll figure this out, you know?
Yeah.
I might be a bitch for a minute. Like, what? But then figure it out, you know? I mean, you want to play where people want you to play. And about the question you asked, I totally agree. I just think that, too, like, when a show's going well, it feels like you're floating, you know? Because you're not thinking about everything you're doing. You're just kind of like letting it carry everyone, and hopefully that's that spot, you know, we want Nirvana moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, what do we have coming up next? I know isgoodmusic.com is presenting you guys at Echo Curio tomorrow night, the 9th,
yeah,
along with Azalea Snail and your friends Min May.
Min May, yeah.
Right,
that's
April 9th. It's be a great lineup, great friends of ours. Azalea is, you know, does film, video, and stuff like that too. And Min May's on a 1.5 month tour from Portland.
Yeah, I'm going to head it home though. So.
This is one of their
last
shows.
Leg, yeah.
And you have any of their other shows coming up after that?
Yeah, the next day we'll be in San Francisco at the Hemlock Tavern, the 10th. On the 11th, I'm not sure. The 12th, we're playing in Merced. April 22nd, we're playing at the Knitting Factory. April May 15th, we're playing at Charlie O's.
That's another good show.
Off the
yeah.
top of my head.
You guys are all over the place now.
Yeah, we've been trying to move around.
Sponsors being accepted now.
Where's the best place for people to go to get the most up-to-date info on you?
It's MySpace, Chase Frank, yeah.
And, of course, it's goodmusic.com. And well, we're in the beta version, but you guys have set your profile. Nice.
Exactly.
It's cool.
It looks really great.
This episode will be available for download from myspace.com/thisisgood. It'll also be integrated into Chase's isgoodmusic.com profile sometime later today or tomorrow. Guys, thanks so much for coming and hanging out.
Yeah, thanks
for
having us.
Always a pleasure.
We look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow, too.
Right on. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, tomorrow, Echo Curio, I think it's 1519
Sunset
Boulevard.
Sunset and Levetta Terrace.
Park.
Right there.
All right.
Party at Amaz. Park.
Sounds good. Is a $5 cover?
It's a donation.
Yeah, $5 donation request.
Will not be turned away.
It sounds good.
Right.
You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Let's sign off with one more track from Midnight Manor. What do you recommend?
How about Bipolar Bell?
Oh, that's a great song. All right.
Everybody's favorite, right?
You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
You're not